Enrique, so what brings you to the National Federation of the Blind convention here in Fort Wayne?
Well, I've been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for many years. Coming to the convention this year was important for me this year because I had meant to go to the national and could not make it because of health reasons. So I made a special effort. Why is the convention? Simply because there are a lot of things that happen at conventions that helps me tie what I've heard and learned through the year together. Renewing acquaintances and friendships and networking.
I know people hear that accent that you have. Where are you local? Where are you from?
Well, Lee, first of all, I do not have an accent. you just think I do. I am originally from Panama in Central America. So I grew up speaking Spanish. I consider myself Latino, but I do have West Indian ancestry, and I did grow up in the U.S. territory, so I've been very heavily influenced by American culture. So influences, you know, the American, British, West Indian, and Latino is probably what you're hearing in my voice.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a Spanish division within the National Federation of the Blind, with diversity and inclusion within the National Federation of the Blind, that we're being inclusive of all people. Well, what positions you hold in the National Federation of the Blind?
Vice President of the Circle City Chapter of National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. That is second Vice President. In the past, I have also served as board member in New York City chapter, New York State affiliate, second vice president, New York State affiliate, president of the Student Association, New York State, pitching in wherever and whenever required. We all can't do it on our own. Recently had a visitor who just joined. And she did it because she realized she couldn't do it on her own, so she needed help. There's a wonderful book of the history of the National Federation of the Blind called Walking Alone and Marching Together. And it outlines how we all individually try to struggle to overcome the marginalization, the difficulties we encounter because of our blindness, the barriers that are placed in front of us, and how when we came together, we really were able to break a lot of those barriers or at least chip away significantly. Amazing things. I mean, in fact, one of the reasons I will tell you why my parents brought me to the United States is because in this country, things for persons who were blind, despite the difficulties that remain, you had more opportunities despite your blindness. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the National Federation of the Blind and the work they have done.
Thank you very much, Elder Enrique, for coming on. And teamwork makes the dream work.